The Breakdown with Bethany is a mom.com podcast.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of The Breakdown with Bethany. I'm Bethany Bronsilva, and on today's episode, I am sitting down with Whitney Carson to discuss one of my favorite topics, and that's passions and parenting and how we can combine the two. According to Whitney, we definitely can. And she just made headlines for, you know, announcing that she's going to be stepping back from Dancing with the Stars to take care of her body and spend time with her family. And I cannot commend her enough for this brave choice. Stay tuned and listen to the full conversation. You'll be so glad that you did. So I wanted to welcome you to the Boy Mom Club.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so happy about it. Like, I was meant to be a boy mom. Like, I love it so much.
I have two boys and they're significantly older. They're 11 and 8, but it's such, it's so much fun. It really is like, I mean, it's all special, right? But like, I just feel like we have this camaraderie, you know?
Oh, I know. It's like boys are just meant to be different. Like they're just so, like I have some girlfriends who just have girls and my nieces, like I have pretty much all nieces and they're just built so differently. Like we just, like the way that they parent versus how I parent, I'm like, that would just never work for my children. Like my boys are just, they're wild and I love every second of it, but it's, they're like they're a different breed.
Totally, totally. I don't know if you've seen this thing going around social media, like gentle parenting is for gentle kids. Yeah, like I was like, this is so me. But anyways, I wanted to say thank you so much for jumping on with us. I know you partnered with Gerber and I wanted to like have you touch on that a little bit. They're doing a really sweet campaign and tell us about that and why it was a good fit for you.
Yeah, no, I was really excited about this partnership with Gerber because they just came out with a new children's wear and what they're calling it is Big Little Moments. So, and that just fits so perfectly into my life right now. Like I decided not to do Dancing with the Stars this season so that I could really focus on those big little moments with my kids. And I really wanted to be present and to be with them. And so this campaign that we're doing together has just been really amazing and just so organically fits in with what we're doing. But they just came out with a bunch of products. Their children's wear, they have the softest pajamas, literally ever, softest pajamas. They came out with two different diaper bags. They also have nursery items. They have a lot of different items that are really for everybody. It's like a one-stop shop. And it's very affordable and it's really just for any stage of motherhood that you're in. So it goes from newborn all the way to five T. And so they're really just, you know, a one-stop shop, which I actually really, really love. But those like big little moments is what we're really like focusing on. And I feel like sometimes, you know, life can go by so quick that we like pass by those. So it's really just focusing on being with your kids and just like soaking up those big little moments. So
yeah, and I actually have to really commend you for taking the time off because I know it's not easy and it's so much pressure too, right? Like for moms to get back to work, get back in shape, all of that. And I love to see somebody who's in the public eye kind of say, no, I'm going to pause. I'm going to be with my kids and spend this time. And so tell us a little bit about the thought process that went into all of that.
Well, I really appreciate that. It was definitely a very hard decision for our family because this show has been my life for about 11 years. So I've been on it since I was 18 years old. So I was just a little baby when I started it. And now I have two kids. And so it's just, you know, really thought a lot about it. And we just wanted to give our kids the stability that they needed, especially moving across the country. You know, we just moved to Florida and the show's in California. So that would mean relocating my entire family to California for about 4 months, which is really hard. You know, I think you've been through the toddler stage. It's a very developmental spot for them to be in, and for you to be moving back and forth and not having a consistency and dependability, that can really put a toll on your little one. So, you know, I really wanted to give Leo, my toddler, that stability. And I honestly didn't feel quite physically ready for what the show demands. The show is a very taxing, stressful. I mean, there's beautiful, amazing parts to it. It's my passion. I love it. And so that's why it was so hard to choose. But it's also very taxing on your body. And being postpartum, you know, my son is only 4 months old. He just turned 4 months old last week. So my body didn't feel quite ready. I didn't feel quite mentally ready for how much I would have to take on. And it's just a lot. So, you know, we felt at peace with this decision. And I'm so happy that we did take a little break for a little bit.
Yeah. And I think you're giving permission to a lot of moms to kind of like take that break and come back when they feel ready. So again, like super commendable. And in the spirit of, you know, this new Gerber line of clothes, I'm curious, what are some big little moments? I mean, you have a 4 month old and you said, and Leo's three, is that right?
He's two and a half. Oh, two and a half. He's almost three. Yeah. So these big little moments are happening every single day. I just actually I stumbled across this moment between my toddler and my 4 month old, and Leo was saying that he was his best bud in the whole world, and like not provoked in any way. He was just like holding his hand and said, "You're my best bud in the whole world." And I just was like, that literally melts me. I'm like, this is just so worth all the sleepless nights, all the tantrums, you know, like you as a mom, you just have these high highs and then you have like these lows where you're like, what am I doing with my life? Like parenting is freaking hard. It's so hard. But like those big little moments are just really make it worthwhile.
And I'm so glad to hear that he's loving his little brother, because that was not the case with us. I'll be completely honest. It took
it wasn't at first. I mean, it took like 3 months for him to be like, okay, he's staying in the family. I have to get used to this, but I mean, it took a minute. Like it was a huge adjustment. And I think that's kind of the most cases for another sibling, you know, because it's like all their attention is being split. Like you can't, you know, you can't give attention just to the toddler anymore. It's got to be a little bit split. So it took him a minute, but he's a great big brother now.
I love that. And, you know, you did mention like about the highs and the lows. And then like, I'm wondering, like, how are you doing? Because you are really like what kind of like in the thick of it, you know, with a toddler and a newborn. I know that it's not easy. So how are you doing? And do you have anything that you might want to like share with other moms who are also two under three is definitely a challenge.
It is. And I'm going to wait like 4 years till we try again, because that age gap is hard. I think for me, obviously, like I said, it was just a huge adjustment trying to balance everything, because, you know, your mental health as a parent and as a mom is very important. I mean, you have to focus on yourself in order to be the best mom that you can be. And I was just talking about this today with my mom. I was like, we have to prioritize our health and just set aside, like, I feel like what has helped me a lot is just setting aside 1 hour to either work out, go outside, go on a run, just get just something, drop the kids off at daycare, if you are allowed to have a babysitter and if you have those means, get a babysitter for 1 hour and just like do something for yourself every single day. And I think that like has definitely helped me mentally be like, okay, I can do this. I can take on the day. And so for me, that's been like a big, big factor, just setting aside like at least 1 hour to do something for me. So that's been really helpful. But yeah, like I said, it's been an adjustment and we're just like figuring out the balance right now.
Yeah, I love to hear that. That's so important. And, you know, something that I actually speak about a lot is like finding, like trying to like rediscovering your passions as a mom. And we know you are a dancer, and I know you, maybe you don't have all the time in the world to dance, but I wanted to share something that I heard for like Selma Hayek say in an interview. And she's like, when you're feeling down and maybe like not yourself, like turn on your favorite song and like dance until you have like goosebumps. Right? So I'm wondering, do you have like a song like that, that you just go and just like, let it rip?
Oh my gosh. It's so funny. Cause I actually get asked that question a lot. I'm like, I have to look at my Spotify and just see kind of, it just totally depends on my mood. I feel like most of the time I go to country because it's not like your typical like pump up dance song, but it's just more like the feeling that it gives me is just, I don't know if it's nostalgic, like that's very like my hometown, like high school, like back when I like had that drive to be a dancer. It just reminds me back when, you know, I was falling in love with my husband and we, you know, we were just starting our new lives together. And, you know, we had this dream of going to LA. So I think like any sort of country music just kind of like does that for me.
And did I see on Instagram that you played that in the delivery room as well?
Yes. I totally had my country playlist while I was having my C-section and it was the best. And all the doctors were like, what is this playlist? It's so good. I'm like, it's just my country. I love it so much. It's like, it just like puts me in like the best mood ever. So I would say probably anything country. Morgan Wallen is so good. So
I love that. I actually wish I knew I could do that. I had two C-sections and I'm thinking I really would have benefited if I could put like a playlist. It's so nerve-wracking.
Oh, it's so nerve-wracking. I was actually, my first one was emergency. So I didn't really have time. I was like kind of out of it. But like my second one, I was totally coherent. And it's so crazy, isn't it? Like walking into the surgery room and you're like, okay, this is happening. I'm totally conscious and they're about to cut me open. Like this is insane.
It's wild. It's so wild.
It's wild, wild, wild.
Right. So I'm wondering also, because, you know, you are, you know, you did take this time off from Dancing with the Stars. And I know that you're planning to spend the time with the boys and really focus on them. But is it hard to kind of shut off that side of you, like that kind of professional side of you? Or are you going to work on any kind of side projects while you're home with the boys?
Definitely. I think my personality is I'm kind of not a workaholic, but like I love the individuality that it gives me to work. Like that is so important. And like Carson and I always talk about our individuality because we say we're parents and like that is like we love it, but there's also like our passions and like what we want to do in life as well as being a parent. And I think you can have both. Like I don't think that you have to have one or the other. And for us, it's like, for me, it's like really important to have that individuality and those passions and my hobbies. So there's definitely going to be some things I'm doing on the side as well. You know, like for instance, this campaign has given me so much like fulfillment. And, you know, also I'm coming out with some other things that I'm really excited about that I can't quite say yet, but I'm definitely working as well as, you know, parenting and being a mom. And I can't quite let that part go of myself yet.
Yeah, I think that's, I agree. And actually when I became like a writer and an editor, I really was inspired by me becoming a mom. And I just interviewed Chanel Iman, who's this, you know, amazing supermodel. And she talked about like incorporating the kids into her work. Do you have any plans to like maybe incorporate the boys into like creative projects?
I love that you said that because I do feel like my passions are more driven because of my kids. I mean, you want to work harder because you want to have the best life for them possible, but you also want to show them that, hey, your mom is awesome and she can work. And like, I was dancing on national television while you were in my belly. Like, that's just so crazy. Like, that's like just so fulfilling to me to show my boys, like, your mom is a bad A and she can work and she can do it all. I mean, women are so amazing. Like, we really are. Like, we can just do it all. And I definitely have plans to incorporate my kids. I mean, I already do. Like, you see them all over Instagram. It's just a natural part of my Instagram is just so personal that I just there's no way that I can't share them because they're such a big part of my life. But yeah, I love, like, I'm working with a kids company to come out with new, like, a pajama for the kids and, like, just stuff like that that's just really easy to incorporate in everyday life.
That sounds so fantastic. And, you know, that was a really great place to end. Winnie, thank you so much for your time. I'm wishing you, like, the best, like, home life ever. I'm so happy that you're taking the time for your family. And really just thank you so much for, you know, talking with me today.
Yes, it was so nice to talk with you. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Okay, we'll see you. Bye.
Bye.